From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Russia's defense ministry denies claims by Georgia that Russian tanks have moved into the city of Gori. Georgia made its claims hours after agreeing in principle to a peace deal designed to end 5 days of Russian attacks against Georgia. French President Nicolas Sarkozy brokered the deal, shuttling between Moscow and Tbilisi. NPR's Moscow correspondent Gregory Pfeiffer reports.
Sarkozy arrived in Tbilisi in the evening before Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili agreed to a version of a six-point plan backed by Russian President Dmitry Medvedev earlier in the day. The provisional agreement calls for all forces to return to where they were before hostilities broke out last Thursday. But appearing with Sarkozy at a late-night news conference, Saakashvili indicated very difficult negotiations on a final deal lie ahead.
We need Security Council resolution. And we need the specification, and we also need more presence on the ground of international observers.
At a rally in central Tbilisi last night, Saakashvili was joined on stage by the leaders of the former Soviet bloc states of Poland, Ukraine, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.
U.S. swimmer Michael Phelps has set two more world records and now leads all Olympians in career gold medals at 11. After his latest wins in the 200-meter butterfly and the 800-meter freestyle relay, he said he appreciates the outpouring of support from his home country.
It's pretty cool to have, you know, a country sort of behind you and on your side, and you know, sort of no matter where any Americans are in the world, they're watching and they're cheering. And it's a pretty special feeling.
Phelps wants to take home a total of 8 gold medals from this year's Beijing Olympics. He now has 5. The Department of Homeland Security has set up a new counterintelligence office where agency employees can report any suspicions they have that someone is trying to steal government secrets. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
In a memo to agency employees, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff notes that the department's vulnerable to adversaries seeking information about homeland defense programs. Agency employees are instructed to report overseas travel plans and any suspicious contacts, such as someone seeking sensitive information. The memo was first reported by the Associated Press. An agency spokesman says other federal departments have similar offices, but that the relatively young agency is just now getting around to setting up its own. He called it part of the department's maturation and said the directive was not triggered by any specific incident. Homeland Security has more than 200,000 employees who work in sensitive areas such as border, transportation, and cybersecurity. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. The man who murdered John Lennon in 1980 has again been denied parole. The parole board says Mark David Chapman remains a threat to the public. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
Mark Chapman has been in prison for 27 years, ever since pleading guilty to the murder of the former Beatle. Lennon was murdered on a Manhattan sidewalk near his apartment. Chapman, who is imprisoned at the Attica Correctional Facility in New York, became eligible for parole after serving 20 years of a life sentence. This is his fifth appearance before the board. The parole board said that although Chapman has had a good disciplinary record, he told parole board members during the hearing that he killed the former Beatle with an essentially clear mind. Given that, said the board, his release would not be in the best interest of the community. John Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono, has previously written the parole board arguing against Chapman's release, but she did not offer any testimony for this latest hearing. Chapman's next appearance before the parole board is in 2 years. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
An ambush south of Kabul, Afghanistan, has killed an American woman and 2 other women working for a U.S. aid organization. The 3 women worked for International Rescue Committee. Their vehicle was attacked in Logar, south of Kabul. The vehicle's driver was also killed. Last month, the IRC said it is continuing with aid projects, but at reduced levels due to deteriorating security in Afghanistan. There's been no claim of responsibility for a bombing in the Lebanese city of Tripoli today. The explosion tore through a civilian bus, killing at least 18 people and injuring at least 45. At least 7 of those killed were soldiers. The bomb was reportedly placed in a bag at a bus stop where soldiers gather. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.